Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Wednesday's show, senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. And from 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer will break down all the latest on Nebraska football and recruiting. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time. It's Hail Varsity Radio, a Thursday. We're presented by Currency for all your equipment financing needs. Go Currency. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark at Schmidt_radio, at Herbal Essence for Elijah Herbal, at C_Clark_27. Find us on Twitter. Brandon Vogel, managing editor from HailVarsity.com and magazine, with us as he joins the show at Brandon L. Vogel on Twitter. Vogues, you're hunkered down in your football office. Any wow moments from this open practice? Some of the video you've observed, do they just look dynamite? I kind of have a little sarcasm in my voice, but it was cool that it was an open session for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was cool. This is the time of year where you kind of look for those things where like, oh, this feels different a little bit. Honestly, the biggest like feels different moment is based on Monday. We knew that Tommy Hill didn't practice Monday. Who knows when he came back? He was back today. And on Hail Varsity on Twitter, you can see a video of how like Matt Rhule approached that. And then like it stuck out to me because one, it was a little bit funny, but he like walked up to him and took a photo. He's like, oh, Tommy Hill is here. At least in my mind, I didn't hear what their actual conversation was. And, you know, it just seemed kind of like low key. It seemed like a little bit of an acknowledgement of like, hey, you weren't doing what we needed you to do to be here on Monday, but you're here today. I'm going to like a little bit of a joke of that. And It stood out to me as like, I don't know if it's the right way, if it's the wrong way to handle it, but it seemed pretty fun of like, okay, we both know for whatever reason, you couldn't be here, but you're here now and I'm going to make a thing of it.
Pretty good. Vogues, you have your column and you say, if the Huskers win total opens at less than 5.5, I will tear this page. And if you're watching on video, Hail Varsity YouTube, I'm showing the page, your column. You will tear this page from the magazine, upload a video of yourself eating it on TikTok, assuming TikTok does not go away. you know, I'm impressed here to eat your words.
Yeah, don't be that impressed. I was kind of couching my bets in two ways. In that one, I don't have TikTok, and I didn't
want to put money down.
Not that I see anything wrong with that, but it's just I'm too old for that, unfortunately. So that was the way I thought of it initially, and then you know, post as you mentioned, if we have TikTok, based on you know, breaking news, and well, maybe not breaking news, but developments today, congressional hearing today, like maybe we won't be allowed to have TikTok. So I gave myself two outs on that bet. That said, I was trying to be at least a little bit humorous there, but I'll be really surprised if Nebraska's win total does open at less than 5.5. In fact, I kind of went through the West division today in terms of yearbook prep. And started adding up what I think they'll be at, and I'm still good. Nebraska's going to be at 6, at least.
Brandon, my friendly advice to you, should this not open above 5.5, I actually ate some dollar bills way back in the day for a high school magic act. It's a long story. I'll get into it. The best thing, people will say, like, wash it down with something. Water.
Tell me more.
So I had this awesome trick where I got a dollar bill. Actually, it was a $20 bill from the audience. And then I would proceed to make sure everyone was in agreement on the serial numbers on the dollar bill. And then I would eat said dollar bill and make it reappear. It was a really cool trick.
That sounds kind of gross.
How did you make it reappear? Yeah.
A good magician never tells his secrets. I can tell you off air, though, maybe. Anyway, my advice to you.
I don't know if I want
to
know.
Is like to crumple it up into like pill shape. Don't try to actually chew it. Pill shape, water, wash it down. It's the way to go. It makes it a lot easier.
That's very helpful. I have a question and I have a comment. My comment, I guess, is... yeah, my comment is I'm very worried about the glossiness, the heaviness of the pages that we print on Hail Varsity, which we do take some pride in. Like, we try to make it a high quality publication. It's a little bit heavier and coated versus a dollar bill. That's my comment. My question is really the key part of this. Did you have a magician name?
Ooh, great question.
It was just Elijah Herbal. The act was called
What's your middle name?
The Wizarding World of Elijah Herbal. Middle name is not going to be for air, as somebody might steal my identity. I'm kidding. It's Paul.
Okay, the Great Paul.
No, that's a lame name. Well, Brandon, back to your point about the paper, though, really fast. I did learn roughly 12 to 16 hours later that dollar bills do not digest great. So,
okay, I'm going to go back to football. Yeah. Back to football. Let's talk offense. And no parallel here or transition.
Well, I was just being a little bit offensive, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, yeah, quite a bit. A lot shown by Satterfield with some of his comments. What do you love about this idea of a positionless offense with guys that can catch, run, and block? It's like everyone's a tight end, Vogues.
I mean, if you've got enough guys who can get you to that point, it's great. I mean, it's kind of where football's been heading for a while. You know, I appreciated his comments about, like, talking about balanced offense, which comes up pretty often. It's come up with past coaching staffs in various ways, but like so much of that is kind of due to circumstance, for lack of a better term. Like, if you're winning a lot, if you're ahead, if you're in the lead, like, you're naturally going to have, you're going to be more run heavy than what your offense truly is. So that'd be great. If Nebraska's 55% run, 45% pass, like, it's probably not that in the first quarter. It's probably a reflection of how often they were in the lead and in control. And when I look back at the past, you know, 5-6 years in Nebraska football, that's been a key point. They haven't been in control of those games, offensively, particularly in a lot of instances. So, you know, being balanced is it's not a percentage. It's being able to do kind of whatever you want to do and whatever makes the most sense given circumstance. So wasn't surprised by Satterfield's answer there, but it did find welcome ears, at least in my world.
Brandon Vogel is with us on Hail Varsity Radio. Last segment, we were talking about how accountability in the program, and we've already seen that from Matt Rhule and his staff, can translate to success on the field. Your take on that, Brandon, and how much accountability, say, on the practice field and at this point in the season could actually translate to success in the fall?
Yeah, I think it's pretty big. I think it's really about as big as anything you'd want to talk about X's and O's wise, talent wise. Like, you just need to know who you can count on and who's going to be there, of like, because we've seen it. Nebraska's been in the Big Ten for more than a decade now. And recently, a lot of those close games haven't gone Nebraska's way. And I don't mean that as a slight towards any player who was involved in those and might be involved in them in the future. It's just like, you got to know. You got to know, like, okay, it's 3rd and 7 and it's a 3-point game, whether you're winning or trailing, whether you need to stop or you need to convert, of like who you can go to and who you can count on. And to Matt Rhule's credit, like, they've been that's been kind of a consistent drumbeat throughout all of winter conditioning and now into spring football. So it's a big deal. Like, I'm of the opinion that winning college football games consistently, and this might be different in the NFL, isn't actually all that much about football, which is, you know, maybe a hurdle to jump. Like, you kind of got to think about it. Like, I think the NFL is largely about football. Like, oh, we've got these players, they've got those players, and that's kind of it. College football is in this middle ground between what you did in high school, where you're hoping to get in terms of if you're good enough to play in the NFL. It's a lot about motivation. It's a lot about determination. It's a lot about a word like accountability.
Brandon Vogel's with us here. It's Hail Varsity Radio. And Brandon, whenever you're talking about this accountability factor, how much of it do you think is in relation to the fact that this roster does have to get trimmed a little bit as spring goes on? Do you think it's a part of it is, to use a phrase, putting these guys through hell to see who wants to be here, almost like that Navy SEAL mantra of if you really want to see who really wants it?
Yeah, I think in this spring they happen to line up and mesh pretty well, because not only do I think you need that long term to have consistent success, to have some control over what you do in terms of the results on Saturday, but it also happens to marry up with like, oh, we've also got to trim this roster. I guess the way I would put it is like, I don't expect this next spring to be all that different. And who knows? Like, I don't expect Nebraska to go into next spring. I don't think you can in today's college football go into next spring with like, well, here's our 85 scholarship guys, we're good. They'll be over the scholarship limit next spring too. Probably not to the degree that they are right now. So it happens to marry up well in like, here's what we're trying to instill, but oh, it also serves a purpose.
Vogues, how do you anticipate this weekend going on the recruiting front? We got about 90 seconds. Do you think Nebraska can make a lasting impression?
I think they can. I think there will be some guys who come in, and this is kind of by design with some of the goals that Matt Rhule has already stated of like, let's get these guys in and see and let them see how we actually practice. And if it's not for them, it's not for them. Like, it helps the recruit. It helps us because like, you're not spending time on a guy who's just like, I don't want to do that. And we'll see, you know, with these spring football recruiting weekends, like there's a ton in flux. You're going to get some cancellations. You're going to get some guys who was like, I wanted to be there, couldn't be there. And I think that's totally fine. I think this coaching staff goes into the weekend expecting that to a degree, but it'll be kind of an interesting barometer on who they get there and going forward 2, 3, 4 weeks, who we keep hearing about, who's like, who didn't go to that practice and was like, yeah, that's not it for me. And that's totally fine if that's the case for some people, but that's kind of the purpose of the weekend.
Vogues, what's coming up from you with HailVarsity.com and magazine, bud?
Yeah, so our March issue just came out, moving on to April, and had a really good planning weekend in terms of the yearbook. For our purposes, not too early to start thinking about that. I'm encouraged on that front. Drake Keeler is down in Lawrence, Kansas for us tonight for women's NIT. So that'll be exciting. And we also got plenty of baseball and softball coming up this weekend.
Vogues, thanks for the time, bud. Good to get caught up.
Thanks, guys.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Wednesday's show, senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. And from 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer will break down all the latest on Nebraska football and recruiting. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.